Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Bright Technologies is the leader in high-density extruders for your wet waste problems. Located in Hopkins, Michigan, USA, Bright has a solution to dewater your sludge. With hundreds of installations worldwide, Bright's extruders have a track record of proven performance and are backed by the best warranty in the industry. You can find them online at sebrightproducts.com. That's SEBRIGHTPROUDUCTS.com. Or give them a call today at 269-793-7183. That's 269-793-7183.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 7th of April, 2014. The title, The Lessons of Growing Older. I didn't think of myself as, quotes, older, end quotes, until a couple of years ago. Yes, I look at the calendar and it says I was born in 1950, and yes, I have people working for me that were born in 1990. But by and large, I have successfully ignored the inevitable, and I plan on largely continuing this way in the future. Warning, you young whippersnappers, this is not a retirement column. To the lessons, though. I have found as I have gotten older that in many ways the world has gotten simpler. This seems paradoxical, doesn't it? For surely on a macro level, the world has undoubtedly become more complex in the past 7 decades, and I would indeed agree that it has. Yet on the personal level, that is most of the things we reach out and touch every day, it has not. Form, fit, and function are the most important criteria in the things I touch every day. Dimensions, governed largely by simple arithmetic, are very important. It doesn't take calculus to make me happy. For instance, proper air pressure in the tires on one's automobile is critical. Yes, you can impart several layers of discussions in physics on this topic. PV equals NRT easily comes to mind. But at its simplest, it is a dimensional problem. You look at your tires or the warning light on your dashboard and notice a dimension needs to be corrected. The rim of the faulty tire is too close to the pavement. Many problems in life fall into this category. Now, one might say that the problems worrying about in computers and over the internet are not dimensional problems, but they are at least form, fit, and function problems. A creaky website is the result of poor coding, for instance. A shaky internet connection may actually be a nearly broken wire, but it doesn't have to be. However, if you really want to see how simple life is, study a dog, or perhaps a cat, but I'm a dog lover and I am writing this column, so we'll stick with dogs. I have always loved dogs. I think they may be one of God's greatest gifts to humankind. When I was young and immature myself, I tried to impart human qualities on dogs subconsciously. In other words, I assumed the way I thought about things was the way dogs think about things. Not true. It is more likely that the way dogs think about things is the way we should think about things. A dog is simple. First of all, it does not worry about growing old, for its calendar concept is no more than one day long. We should think the same way, except when we are planning a capital project. There you need a rigorous schedule. Think about how much useless worrying humans do because they know A, when they were born, and B, when others were born. Dogs don't have this problem. A dog is rigid concerning the daily schedule, however. Our dog Fred is so particular about the daily time schedule that you really don't need a clock. He even drags me out of my office at 6 p.m. if I have not left it earlier. He sets the bedtime, the wake-up time, and several other key times during the day. Fred will tell you if you are off schedule, at least by his standards. Dogs are opportunistic. Taking Fred for a walk is an adventure in discovery. Yes, he wants to change routes on each walk, for he knows many paths from our home and gets bored if you always take him on the same one. However, once out on a walk, the main organ of discovery is his nose. Lots of investigations start with a sniff. What are these investigations about? They break down to 3 simple things: food, friends, and enemies. Well, then there is a selection of a place to have a bowel movement. Fred is very particular about this, but that's all there is to it. When my wife and I talk about Fred's health, it is usually a simple discussion. Is he eating, drinking, and having regular bowel movements? He does have some back problems, but they're an ancillary discussion to the main topics. So why do we make life so difficult? If you think about it, mostly our own inventions complicate our lives. Fred knows nothing of fine dining. However, he does like peanut butter and syrup on bread. iPhones, alcohol, drugs, money, or television are not in his thinking either. He cares not what he wears, although he will tolerate a coat, chosen for its style and color by us humans, which he will wear in cold weather. Life is simple. Why isn't yours? You can answer this question in our quiz online this week. For safety this week, we can say safety is simple too. It is often our assumptions or attitudes that get us into safety trouble. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2014 Papri Tallow Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.